This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, bringing you up to date on what is happening, what we think may happen, what we know has happened, and what we all think about it as we get into the first part of September. Already lots of Halloween focus. There are people who are wanting you to think about Thanksgiving, and yes, it's time for you to start picking out your Christmas presents. Wash out my mouth with soap. That is what's going on. And then we have all these people like Jennifer who are drinking her pumpkin spice, whatever it is. I see that Bud Light has released their first hard seltzer that has the flavor of pumpkin spice. I can't imagine anything more putrid than this.
Pumpkin beer is pretty delicious. I don't know if you guys have had like pumpkin ale. It's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know about the seltzer. I feel like I have to try it just for the show.
Pumpkin.
But I don't know if it's going to
just for the show. Thank you, Jennifer. That's very nice.
It sounds
in service
gross
to mankind.
But
cinnamon,
I kind of into it.
Pumpkin, nutmeg, vanilla, all together.
Keep going. Keep going. But they also, in that box, in the Bud Light seltzer box, they have like toasted marshmallow. They have some kind of fall apple crisp, they have a maple something or other, so yeah. I don't know, I feel like it's worth picking up to just check it out.
I just don't know that those flavors work in a seltzer.
I know, I'm with you. I'm skeptical.
I'm confused,
But you know what I had last year? What is the brand, is it, oh, I want to say AHA, but that's not it. What's the brand of sparkling water that's like starts with an A? It's three letters. Anyway, they had an apple ginger that was delicious, and I didn't think it was going to be that good because it sounded a little too fallish, but it was really, really good.
At the wedding receptions we had Friday and Saturday night last week here, there were all kinds of strange drinks. People were pointing me, go to that cooler there and try some of that stuff. And they were all alcoholic. They were all, you know, these things that were flavored, whatever, raspberry hard liquor or something like that. And so I tasted them all. Yeah. And they were all awful. Terrible.
I'm surprised that you didn't let, never mind.
What? Surprised I didn't get Megan to pick out my stuff?
No, I'm surprised that you tried them at all because they're alcoholic, for one, but.
Well, because they had sweet flavor, I wanted to see.
I got Doug drunk, and he liked it. He liked it. He had
peppermint something, or
it was a, it was one of those slushy bucket drinks that someone had brought to my house, and we did made it, and it was peppermint something. It was around Christmas, and it was not good, but Doug liked it.
Yeah, for a while, I liked it. All right, speaking of, for a while, I like lots of things. Most notably, I give politicians a couple of weeks, and then they've usually had it in my book. I guess I would put Joe Biden there, although I'm trying to figure out what really, in his defense of ending the mission in Afghanistan, where it seemed like kind of a forceful speech, I guess. He said that there were two choices, right? We either stayed there and got bigger, or we got out. And
but
so
this is why I think he told, you guys know, I mean, I'm coming from the perspective that I don't agree how he got out, but he was almost making the argument, and this is where it drives me nuts, as someone who, like, studied PR and who's big into optics about how things look, they're getting this wrong, like, at every turn. He should have come out and seemed, yes, strong, but also empathetic because of the loss of life, 20 years commitment of our armed services. You come out there with that tone. He came out, and the first part of the speech, it was crazy. He was, like, shouting. And you don't have to justify getting out of Afghanistan. Most of the country agrees with him. I agree with him. Yeah, most of the country wanted to get out. People are questioning how he did it, not why he did it. We get it. We understand why. But let's talk about how you did it, because that's the part that you really screwed up.
It's over. Here's what he said. Quote, I simply do not believe that the safety and security of America is enhanced by continuing to deploy thousands of American troops and spending billions of dollars. We will maintain the fight against terrorism in Afghanistan and other countries. We just don't need to fight a ground war to do it. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and most Americans do, and that's what Jen's saying. Yeah.
I mean, the question is, how? I mean, this is the stuff that's come out over the last 24 hours. If you remember, and Doug, you may, because you're at more of an advanced age than the rest of us.
Thank you.
Years ago, John Kerry, Joe Biden, another senator, they crashed in Afghanistan. And they were saved by a guy who was an interpreter named Mohammed. The Wall Street Journal printed this story yesterday. Mohammed is someone who has family members in Afghanistan. Still, he has a wife and children. And he helped Joe Biden. He took fire with U.S. troops 138 times. He took fire with the United States. He stood with them. He sent this heartbreaking letter out to anybody that would take it because he says that he needs Joe Biden's help now to get him out of the country. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of people like that who are telling that same story. And this, I actually have two direct sources within the State Department. One of the big criticisms is that the State Department was in charge of this operation instead of the Department of Defense. And the State Department, why that was, I don't know. It was a stupid
decision.
Somebody
at the top had to make that. Was the chief of staff involved? We were talking about people who are career politicians. That sounds like some decision made by someone who wasn't an elected official, but who has authority.
Going back to the last administration, too, they were the ones involved.
For a military withdrawal, I think the Department of Defense should have probably been in charge of that. We promised air support.
But wait a minute, hold on a second, Jen. Victoria asked a good question. She wanted to know whether the State Department was involved.
I feel like it sounds familiar that the State Department was running it before as well and doing the negotiating.
They were doing the negotiating, and that's perfectly appropriate. The negotiating should come under the State Department, but once you're into military withdrawal, the Department of Defense should absolutely be in charge of running the military operations. Because the State Department, I mean, think about who runs the State Department. Do you want them making the decisions? But let me just finish the story, because it's something big that the mainstream media hasn't picked up on, and maybe it'll come out today or in the next couple of days, and we'll be on the forefront of it. And that is that multiple private organizations, wall builders, like all of these private organizations, came into Afghanistan to assist in evacuating Americans and our allies from Afghanistan. Now, all of the effort that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks have been in Kabul. There are Americans who are trapped in other villages that can't get to Kabul. Afghanistan doesn't make it easy for people to just get on the road and get to Kabul airport. And that was another criticism: by closing military air force bases and stuff, you can't really fly helicopters over to rescue people in other parts of the country. So you had these private groups coming in. The private groups were using the State Department system to vet all of the people that were getting on these planes for rescue. They were either grounded by the State Department and not allowed to take off, or there were multiple flights that took off that were headed for places like Germany to land and get these people out of Afghanistan. They were turned around mid-air and sent back to Afghanistan by the United States State Department. Now, why in the world would the State Department not want to get as many people out as possible? Why would they turn these people around?
They can't find their butts in a snowstorm.
They went through the same vetting process. They had all of the money was private money. People were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly these planes out of Afghanistan, and they were turned around. So if your ultimate goal is saving life and getting people out of there, what in the world are they doing turning planes around?
They
well,
don't
apparently,
know what they're
according
doing.
To what Biden was saying, well, I don't know. It's messy, but what Biden was saying, and I hope that this is true and comes to fruition, is that now that the Taliban took over that airport, that commercial flights are going to start, I think, today, and so that the rest of the Americans, which I think they've estimated it's 150 to 200 Americans who still want to get out.
Yeah,
it's much lower than what. So,
the Taliban also said they'd let.
I think those are the people who've come forward saying they want to get out.
They're also going door to door and killing those people, though. So that may be great. Commercial airliners could fly into the airport, maybe. I mean, we'll have to see if that comes to fruition. But who's going to be allowed to get to the airport? I mean, remember that the Taliban knows who wants to get out. They know Americans who are in there. They're not going to let them out.
Of seeing an American Airlines 777 land at the Kabul airport. I can't imagine that's going to be something that we're going to see. Anyway, the Taliban says they're going to let the Afghans who have passports get out. and visas from other countries, but how hard or easy is it to get a passport if you're Afghanistani?
They're already going door to door looking for people. They've already, there was reports of them murdering people in the street yesterday. And the people who are undercover, who are like hiding out, trying to wait for somebody to come in and rescue them, those people have cell phones. Well, the Russians have come in and the Russians are now using their technology to track down those cell phones. So the people who are hiding out have their cell phones turned off because the Russians can locate them very easily and turn them over to the Taliban.
So the president said in his message yesterday to the Taliban, if you're responsible for an attack on the airport while people are leaving, we are not done with you. Yeah, that was when he started to yell. For anybody who gets
he yelled right at the beginning. I mean, this speech was so misguided. There are so many people who just wanted to see empathy because he sold himself as being this empathetic guy. And it was gone. I mean, you have families of the Marines and the armed servicemen that died saying that he wouldn't look them in the eye. He seemed like he couldn't talk to anybody. So I think people were hoping for a more empathetic tone, and instead it was so, like yelling about why.
This sounded like a line from a movie. The United States will never rest. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down to the end of the earth.
That's directed at ISIS-K, just so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And
but doesn't that sound like a movie? That sounds like something that somebody said in a movie.
And it would be great if we believed it, but they keep talking about this over-the-horizon support. It's impossible without a base there to try to figure out. I mean, you need people on the ground that can help direct these attacks to help be your informants. And who in the world is going to trust us?
Okay, so there's a difference between the decision and how it was implemented. I'm with him. He said, I believe this is the right decision, a wise decision, the best decision.
We all believe that.
Everybody thinks that's the case. It's how you flub-a-dubbed it up. Or you or whoever it is that is in charge. We thought we elected, you know, when you elect the president, you think you're electing somebody in charge. But we're going to go back to, I think this is a subplot, the theme here of who's actually making these decisions. Are they elected officials? Are they appointed officials? Are they bureaucrats? Are they part of the swamp? Are they folks that have been there forever and ever? Susan Rice is another, is one of these people that's there behind the scenes pulling the strings. She's been in every Democratic administration and has made a mess of things continuously whenever she's been involved. She is a horror show, and I think her fingerprints are on this. It's 18 past the hour. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options so you get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Yeah. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, here we go. It's trending time on the DJV program. Doug, with Jay, Jennifer, Victoria. So, Jay, looks like that Jerkelberger Mike Richards got fired as the executive producer of Jeopardy. What are people saying about that?
Yeah, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. He is totally out. So he had already resigned as the host. But, yeah, he, as executive producer, they're like, you know, we are just going to completely part ways with you.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And response online is kind of torn. A lot of people are like, good call on the powers that be that choose to disown him, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then other people are like, well, he made those comments so long ago. We need to stop holding people accountable for things that they did so long ago.
Yeah, but this guy, but you can tell kind of, he's
exactly. You have to look at what people actually said, though. You can't just look at, well, the timeline of, well, this happened back in this day. He said some really derogatory things.
Yeah. And it was not that long.
Did you hear it, though?
Did you hear it, guys?
Did you hear what?
He said, I don't like the way he looks. It wasn't a woman. You said that about a guy.
Well, I don't, in terms of looks, body language, and I should clarify that because I think you have the wrong idea when I say something about looks. It's body language, facial expressions, things that capture the essence of someone. And I, because I've done this for so long, talked to so many people, I kind of get the gist of what the look is. And maybe I should clarify. Thank you for bringing that up.
I think this guy looks creepy.
He is a creep.
Right?
He looks like a creep. He acts like a creep. He is a creep.
If we're just gonna you know, nitpick on people's appearance, he's got crazy eyes. So I don't know. I look at people's eyes and I feel like he has crazy eyes.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
Well, it's gonna be difficult to replace because Alex Trebek was just so so loved by everyone. So whoever's coming in is already they have really big shoes.
Good luck.
Yeah, but there is a limit where it's like, no.
Let's talk about how decisions are made on television shows and sometimes radio shows as well. The so-called producer, executive producer, who has the power of noticing that The View has brought in some people, is going to bring in some people to fill Meghan McCain's chair, folks like Condoleezza Rice and Carly Fiorina.
That's a really good move, right? Because the show can finally be smarter. And just less stupid and yelling and, you know, like you're going to have like...
Why, you think Meghan McCain is stupid?
No. I mean, the whole show is the idea stupid. That is so stupid yeah. because everyone just screams at each other.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the whole thing
is
stupid.
You have to put a cork in Joy Behar because she's
right.
the one who
she's
really
she's an idiot. And I didn't. Yeah. And Meghan McCain was like, I don't think she's not intelligent, but, you know, sometimes, like, between her and Joy, they just canceled each other out. They were both
right.
equally stupid.
Noise. It's all noise.
If
just
they were
noise.
Really serious about that, they would have they'd have multiple conservatives because having five people.
You mean
on
more
one,
than one on the panel?
Yeah,
you're
half,
right,
I mean,
Jennifer.
What the heck? I mean,
that was
half,
a big mistake.
Half the country.
Yeah.
Like, isn't
yeah.
there
yeah.
someone else who's there though?
There needs
to
be better representation.
No.
I mean, besides Meghan McCain, wasn't there someone else who was already?
No, she was
no.
on the panel? Only one.
Yeah, that was so obvious. How? And back to producers, who puts these shows together? Whose ideas are?
Well, this was Barbara Wawa. She started yeah. this, and she mm-hmm. chose everybody. So
she was.
Now they're bringing back Star Jones, not to bury the lead, but
oh my God!
She's, well, it's for one episode.
Chance,
well, I told you about the 2 weeks I spent it. When I was doing mornings at KABC, she was my co-host, and she had nothing to say, nothing to contribute.
Really?
I had to care.
She's always had lots to say.
Oh my God!
No kidding.
Well, not about anything that made any difference. At least that was my experience with her. Granted, it was back in 1996, but oof, man, she left a bad taste and a half in my mouth. Anyway, so she's Star Jones is going to start. But she's not a conservative.
It's not about that. It's because it's the 25th anniversary, so they're bringing back old former
some
hosts.
Of the old timers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, but again, so there's no mistake. The executive producer of television programs like this, those are the people that have most of the power to figure out what direction the show's going in, who's going to be on that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is not a law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. One person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday. The craft went down 60 miles from San Diego, California. Search and rescue operations continue. After President Biden told the American people the withdrawal of Afghanistan was a success, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax on Tuesday the president is living in a fantasy world.
This was an abysmal failure. It's just jaw-dropping to see the fantasy world that the president and this administration is living in.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the recall for Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is coming down to the wire, Mr. Newsom on MSNBC says the recall is a Republican witch hunt.
Everybody's upset with everybody in the last 18 months. It's been a terrible, difficult 18 months for everybody across the spectrum. No one's naive about that, but let's talk about who's behind this. It is a Republican recall. It's backed by the RNC. It's backed by Gingrich and Huckabee and Nunes. And so fundamentally, yeah, this is a Republican recall.
Nearly 1,720,000 Californians signed the recall petition. One California voter says Newsom made her switch political parties.
I am. I actually was independent up until last week. I just switched to Republican. Like, what 23-year-old Latina is going to re-register as a Republican? And here I am. It's really upsetting. I don't mean to get emotional, but he has no idea. He has no clue, you know?
The recall is set for Tuesday, September 14th. Social Security may run out of money sooner than later, Tim Berg reports.
A new report says Social Security trust funds are expected to run out of money earlier than expected. There are two accounts that pay out benefits. One is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund. That's expected to run dry in 2033, 1 year earlier than anticipated. The other program is the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. That's forecast to remain solvent through 2057.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, that's me, with Jennifer Horn, that's her. Victoria Keelan, that's her. Jay Kirshner, that's her. We're here and trying to get across some of the feel-good stuff. Yeah, we get involved in things that don't make you always feel so well. But I was thinking about how, and this is, I bear responsibility for this with all of us, in fact, and maybe all of you, when you think about your words, choose them carefully. I have been on the radio for a long time, and I have put my foot in my mouth more times than I can count. Sometimes it's fun and funny.
You have not.
Yeah. You're right. And Jennifer has been a witness to it, as has Jamora and probably anybody else that's here. Victoria has. The good thing about it is they never let me forget that I have put my foot in my mouth, and that's an okay thing. But seriously, I think about how I was just, we were, you know, looking back at a couple of the stories that are around today, and there are a few feel-good stories. And every day there really are a lot of things going on that are far better than not. It's just that we've got ourselves into this mindset. We only seem to react to things that are negative or bad or dark. And that goes for the choice of words that we all use, back to sticking one's foot in one's mouth. I have chosen words that have been either misunderstood or misplaced. That happens, as I said, when you're on the air as much as I am and as long as I've been on the air. It's not an excuse, it just is. One of the things that's a good thing and another thing that's a bad thing, I guess to a point, is that I am completely me on the air as well. What you hear from me is me, whether on the air or off the air. Microphone doesn't make any difference. I am who I am. And once in a while, I feel like we need to have a tear. Once in a while, I feel like we need to have a moment of just silence. And once in a while, I think I want to just laugh, or I want to hear all of the ladies laugh. I love Jennifer's laugh. I love Victoria's snicker. Jay, I don't know that Jay paid as much attention to your laugh as I would like to, but laughing and having whatever it is that tickles you about me, or tickles me about you, or tickles us all about things that are going on out, you know, in the big bad world that we live in, there are lots of tickle times. Maybe we should call, instead of it being Doug's Dish, maybe we should call it Tickle Time.
No, because it's either pornographic or also pedophilia. Yeah. Like, yeah,
oh,
no.
Okay. Well, see, there I don't know.
Uncle Dougie's Tickle Time.
Yeah, right?
But see, first. I would never, ever, ever think that on my own.
That's why
you
we're here for you.
Are corrupting me, because that isn't what I'm thinking. It's your corruption that leads to the misinterpretation of things that I say, frankly. So, therefore, it's your fault.
Okay, it's our fault, right.
Okay, now that I've clarified that, let's move on into something that we wish we weren't talking about, and that's the COVID situation. I was mentioning earlier how the numbers were going down. Apparently, some states are reporting authentic numbers, some states are not. Florida doesn't seem to be. Florida was reporting this week the decline, as I was mentioning. A lot of other states are showing a decline in the numbers of people that are having Delta or having long-term effects of it. But apparently, the information from Florida is warped somewhat. Decline info, according at least to one doctor that I'm looking at, I'm going to talk to my friend Ken Kronos, who's down in Orlando, about how serious this is down there. No matter what, as schools begin this week pretty much everywhere, there's all this mask mandate talk. And I see Pennsylvania is the latest to announce that masks are going to be required starting today in all of their school buildings. So I go back to what I said, I think, earlier in the week, that it ought to be a local decision. The local school board, or the answer to the local populace, should be making these decisions, not the government of the state or the federal.
But
the
that's
federalities.
What the governor of Pennsylvania actually said in his speech when he was unveiling this. He said, he did not put a mandate in place. And he said, the CDC hasn't mandated it, so
what
we're
am
not
I looking
going
at?
To either.
The printing in front of me says, Pennsylvania issues indoor mask mandate.
What I'm saying, I'm making the same point. Oh, my God. I'm making the same point that you just made, that it should be local. That's exactly what the governor said. He said he was disappointed that none of the local communities or municipalities, towns, whatever, that they didn't act. And so that's why he had to step in and say, okay, so nothing got done. Now I have to step in. I didn't want to. That's what his speech was.
I don't know. Am I buying that? Why would the local school boards not be involved? Why would they not make a decision?
He said that they wouldn't make a decision either way, I guess.
Every single one? Every
I don't know,
single
Doug.
School.
I'm only telling you his quote.
I understand
from his
this
speech.
Is not about. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
I don't live
I
in
don't
Pennsylvania.
Buy it.
I don't care. I'm just telling you the fact.
I care. I don't think that I don't think that the decision should be made by anybody unless they're locally responsible. When you get up to the state level, federal level, you lose pretty much your ability to influence what's going on. And so that's why.
But part of the problem, and we saw this here in New Jersey last year with friends of mine who have kids, you know, one school would close because of COVID, and the next school that's a mile away would stay open, but the kids are all friends, so they're still spreading it around anyway. So if you don't have, like, a standard that goes across the state, then I get it. It makes more of a problem. So maybe that's one of the reasons why he also did it.
All right, speaking of problems, this the reality of the economy, which is kind of oxymoronic in a manner of speaking, because there, I think it was yesterday or the day before, we were talking about how the landlords that are suffering are the ones who have, you know, maybe one or two or three or four houses that have one or two or three or four apartments in them, and people not paying their rent. I have a fellow that works for me who has a home that he has a mortgage on. He has two homes, and one of them he rents out. And the woman who's in the house refuses to make the payments because she says she doesn't have to, because the government said she didn't have to. This guy's on the, he's always on the brink. He doesn't have a lot of money, and he has somebody living there to help him pay the mortgage on this house. And now she's not paying the she's not paying the rent, so he faces foreclosure from the bank because he can't make the mortgage payments because she won't pay the rent.
Yeah.
Because she says the government says she doesn't have to. So these stories, and then the other side of it is where homes are getting so... we had a case, excuse me, here locally. My friend, the real estate guy, lives across the street, had a house up and had four bids and sold the house for $50,000 more than the listing price.
Yep.
Because some people...
happening.
Have cash, or they can get a mortgage easily. Now, this is going on in the rental market, apparently, too, where people are now offering, if the rent's $2,000 a month, okay, we need a place to stay, we'll give you $2,200. What landlord is going to say no to that?
I know.
So, what does that do to people who don't have a lot of money, because all of this stuff... is everything is sort of like the trickle-down economics impact of it going up and up and up and up and up. I don't have a solution to the problem.
This creates the very rich and the very poor. And that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, we've been seeing that. That's been happening for a while, but the pandemic just exacerbated all of it. And now it's just...
Okay, so then the rich are going to pay for the poor through taxes to help them out? I'm asking a question.
They're the only ones who can afford it. So you take away the middle class with the problems that have been self-created, in my opinion, and then the so-called solutions. I mean, the reason that there are so many problems right now is by design. Right, because the only answer to fixing these problems is more government. And so this is what's being told, that more government can come in and fix this, we can fix that. Well, more government takes away the middle class. More government creates two classes, the poor and the rich. And that's pick which one you'll be in, because I'll be in the poor class. So
you will?
Yeah, absolutely. When you get rid of, and so will you.
Okay.
I mean, you might have a little more because you've got a farm and you have assets. But someone like me who lives in Los Angeles, who has a house and that's about it, definitely. I mean, are you going to be called very rich? I can't even afford to buy a house in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked 17 jobs.
Neither of my children, yeah. You work all these jobs. My children,
neither of them can
afford to buy a house. Yeah.
If this wasn't a family transaction, I wouldn't own a home. But I had to. I mean, thankfully, I was blessed enough to be able to buy half a house, and that's how I was able to afford it. But I work all the time, and there is no way that I'd be able to afford the house that I want to afford right now, even in just a mediocre area. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then there's the information from the Treasury Department. Those of you who are concerned about your Social Security, and you've been hearing for years, there's no money, it's going to run out, yada, yada. Are we to believe that because of the pandemic, the money is going to be sooner gone than expected? And what does that mean for people who are retiring? This is something that nobody tried. I don't see anybody addressing it anyway. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, the Disability Insurance Trust Fund, doesn't have any money in it, not because people aren't putting you and I aren't paying our taxes and the money's going in there, but it's been raided by the politicians, so there's no money there. Plus the fact there are more people now who are on it, and because they've raided all the money, there's nothing there. If the money hadn't been extracted to be used for other things, there'd be plenty of money there. But because there isn't, and it's a pay-as-you-go. So what you are paying the three of you into the system. That's how I get my benefit. I'm not getting benefits that I put in. The benefits I put in went to pay people who were 30 years older than I was when this all, you know, when they raided these trust funds in the 1970s. And it hasn't been, there's been no money in the airline trust fund, the road trust fund, the Social Security trust fund, not a penny. It's all gone. And so whatever goes in now in collections pays for the now expenses. And if there are more now expenses than there is money, then they got to get money from you some other way to pay these benefits, whether they borrow it or whether they tax you and get more money from you that way. But if we, if Jennifer and Victoria and Jay are right, and we're going to a two-class system, the very rich, the very poor, not going to be enough money from the very rich to pay for the problems that the very poor are going to encounter. And so here we go. Around and around and around it goes. It basically goes back to lawmakers having no guts whatsoever, being bought and paid for by interests like insurance companies and drug companies and whatever other special interests and big businesses there are. And the bureaucrats, who we've stumbled onto something here, the talk about the swamp never really got down to the nitty-gritty about who's in the swamp. We always thought it was elected officials, but it really isn't. The swamp is filled with people who are full-time Washington professionals who go from one congressman to the next, to the next, to the next. One government job to the next, to the next, to the next. They become permanent features and fixtures there, and they're the reason that we have these problems for the most part. Not every bit of it, but certainly for the most part. That certainly, I think, is food for thought. Don't forget, a lot of food for thought in our DJV download. What you haven't heard, which you don't, you can get caught up every day. If you want to listen to the DJV Show podcast, you go wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The most recent one, a focus on multitasking while breastfeeding. That's part of what we talked about. We talked about Hilaria Baldwin. How you say cucumber? I love that, Jennifer. I will, every time I see her name now, I'm doing that. How you
that's
say
all you can say.
That's it. That's it. We also focus in the podcast on empty nesters. And what's going on is a lot of people are sending their children off to college and they are no longer with children. You know, that usually leads to a lot of divorces, too. Kids are gone. Okay, I'm going to. See y'all later. So anyway, DJV Show, on-demand podcasts, wherever you find your podcast, 48 after the hour.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now, it's pet time. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here to celebrate your dog, your cat, your pet, your goldfish, whatever it is that you have. We had a moment a few days ago for National Dog Day. I'm sure you celebrated over the weekend on your radio show, The Pet Show, created in 2004 by a pet and family lifestyle expert named Colleen Page. You know who she is?
Have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's a great idea. But, you know, I don't understand. Every day is National Dog Day. Every day.
She said she created a day so all dogs would be celebrated, draw attention to the number of dogs in shelters. Yeah, that should be every day. Every weekend when you're on the pet show, it should be something that you do. It's just something that we all should be doing. Frank, but it's nice that it's an acknowledgement one way or another. You asked me last week to remind you to talk about all the people that are micromanaging their dogs. Sort of reminds me about the story you hear about parents, helicopter parents. Are there helicopter parents for dogs? Is that what you're basically suggesting?
Yeah, in other words, people are constantly focusing on stopping their dogs from doing this or stopping their dogs from doing that. I often joke, I've gone into homes and said the word no when the dog comes, thinking that's his name because that's what he hears so often. Mm. It's important to let your dog be a dog. In other words, if you were to look in my backyard, people call me, Warren, my dog's digging holes, how do I stop him? Warren, my dog's... If you were to come to my backyard, what I have in my backyard is you cannot stop a dog from digging, but you can stop a dog or teach a dog where to dig. So in my backyard, there's a kiddie pool. It's filled with sand and dirt. When I first got it, I went in there. I started digging myself. The dogs got jealous, and now they have their own little sandbox or kitty playhouse in the back of the yard. So there are things you can do to get that out. But when a dog is doing something, I'll give you a prime example. When you take the dog for a walk, you hear me say this all the time. When you take your dog for a walk, it's the dog's walk. It's not your walk. And people often make their dog walk at their left side. Now we hear that dogs are not supposed to walk out in front of you with the house. You gotta go first.
Huh?
All this nonsense where the whole concept of you have to be the one in charge all the time is ridiculous. Let me just clear up a myth once and for all. We hear a lot about the pack theory and how you have to be the leader of the pack. Let me explain to you what the word alpha really means. Everyone assumes alpha means that you got to be the one in charge, you're the boss. In reality, in a group of wild wolves, which I had the opportunity of studying, in a group of wild woods, the pack theory means this. There's two alphas in every pack. There's an alpha male and there's an alpha female. Not just one dog or one wolf. And the reason for that is they become the parents to the rest of the pack. They're the best breeders in the pack. They socialize with the pack. They educate the pack. They correct the pack. So this whole alpha nonsense where you got to be dominating your dog and you got to be on top of your dog all the time and micromanaging him and don't sit, don't do this, don't do that is absolutely insane. Give your dog the opportunity to be a dog. In other words, at least once a day, and this may sound a little crazy to people, at least once a day, I get rid of my human ego. I get down on all fours and I say, you know what? My dogs love me. They play with me all day long. Maybe I should give back by playing the way they would like to play.
I do
get down on all fours and I play with them.
Yeah, I do too. She rolls around on the floor. The one thing, though, you're making me think about, and I wonder, I ask this question on behalf of many people who have dogs. I don't, Daisy's only on a leash in a place where there are a lot of people around, or she might not, you know, she might jump quickly and do something and scare people. I don't normally when I take her for walks or when she's out and about with me because she minds. And so I'm thinking, what is there that I say that she minds? And I'm very conscious of when she's headed in the wrong direction, I look at her and I say, Daisy, you're not going there. And she somehow understands. Is that like saying no? Though you're not going there, David.
No, what you're doing is, rather than saying no, rather than correcting her, you're telling her what you expect her to do. That's the right way to approach it. I want you over here, not over there. Not just, no, don't be over there. Tell her what you want, what you expect.
Well, I do say no sometimes when she goes in the wrong direction. But that
but never use the dog's name with her. But here's a mistake that you're making, Doug. This is a big mistake, and I know you're not going to like to hear this, but too bad. My dogs, as well trained as they are, and my dogs over the years have had obedience titles. They've done this, they've done that. They've been bomb dogs, drug dogs. The bottom line is when I take my dogs out for a walk, they are always on a leash. I'm in an enclosed area, unless I'm in a dog park. I don't care how well trained they are on a leash, because you never know when another dog's going to approach them, or you never know when something's going to freak your dog out, and it only takes 1 minute to jog into the road and get hit by a car. So the bottom line is...
I don't do that. I'm never near a road, and if I see somebody...
You're in a more rural area, too, but I'm talking about for people that live in more suburban or city areas, that the dog should always be on a leash. You can get a long leash if you want, but should always be on a leash and harness.
Yeah, no, I think that's good advice. I think that is for most people. At least, you know, here I'm surrounded by hundreds of acres.
But for most people.
Right, that's it. But if there's somebody around, then I hold on to a Daisy so she doesn't, you know, stir the pot, if you will. Thank you, Warren. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.